Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystal Amar, and you're listening to Crystal on the Beat podcast, where I interview golden era rappers as well as amazing up and coming indie hip hop artists. So let's get to it. Hey, what's up? This is Crystal Amar, and this is Crystal on the Beat. Today's featured guest is Sam Zeri out of the Vancouver area, and we're going to listen to his track State Lines, so let's get to it.
So how many ride the wave? See all these rappers fade. They probably trap on credit, then they cocaine turn to prey. I can see the whole thing from the break. I make mine, I set these prices. Fall back of the track, gon' pray me. Let it bounce or I let it break me. I saw that body from the drop, saving them. Ain't nobody won't problem with me. Six hoes and they sit in the lobby. Diverse body and they climb these trees. I can wait too far to be on my way. Cause I've been out so long, they computers read. And I ain't got no problem with sticking to moving. Saving the two, you get what I mean? This is any time, any play. Same reason, get mine, pop off, pay the rent, lay fit in the drop, bound to crash in a Lamborghini, cooperating on the state line. Got call, any minute, different clip, same five, the same bound to crash on the state line. I've been down back and I fall. Anytime been attached to these flow line, let go. In the movie, I'm making a lane, popping you fake, throw cake, and you live in a world I ain't never seen low. One way words, the time of quality, I'm elite. Being monopoly, I ride the beat, let it breathe like dirt, but in me, see the words and they fall on metal. 17, see Jordy and Saka told me we all live in a trap. Taking it back to the first days, saving the guitar, little Dre, little M. Locked out deep and leaving the best shot popping, he leaking. Come me a long time, I'll set him up to the next on ahead, keeping the scope. That's crap, rap, collectible, and bitch on the beat when I hit C4. Said I already down, I might go another round till I break a nose. Pave the road, looking at a paper boat. Pay all, never gon' pay for smoke. This is any time, any play, same reason. Get mine, pop off, pay the rent. Lay fit in the drop, bound to crash in a Lamborghini, cooperating on the state line. Got call, any minute, different clip, same vibe, the same vibe, yeah.
My head's ticking, I'm a kamikaze. Y'all dip out here with a bad Barbie. Take the bottle with me, crash a Maserati.
Send for me, you know it's over. You throw shots, I roll the shoulder. This shit's fire, but the flows are colder than a winter rover in Nova Scotia. We got chemistry like Heisenberg. I'm agreeing now, cause I'm high in burst. She wanna roll now, she wanna ride the surf. Where you wanna go, we can fly in first.
Alright guys, so that was State Lines by Sam Zeri. Stay tuned because I have a really awesome interview with him coming up next. Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystal Amar and you're listening to Crystal on the Beat. Tonight's featured guest is Sam Zeri. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So why don't you take a moment and explain to us how you developed your music style?
I think it started with finding a true love for hip hop down my path. I think when I was a kid, I got into a little bit of reggae music and things like that, and eventually found my way on hip hop's doorstep. And I think through there, I kind of drew myself to styles that would just influence me, and a lot of those styles involve lyrical ability, truthfulness, you know, and some vulnerability, and over time styles change and they may be presented in a different light. I think those core elements are the same.
Right.
So, you know, example in the last, you know, 10, 15 years, the use of auto-tune being more and more prevalent through music, specifically hip hop music, right? And kind of finding this balance between being yourself, being vulnerable, but also being smooth, you know, right. And having the music kind of glide through your ear and a listener's ear as you are telling your story. So just finding that happy balance and kind of changing with the times, you know, making these adjustments as every your landscape changes and kind of going with the flow.
Yeah, you definitely are a go with the flow kind of guy. So, so as you were, you know, developing this style, who were some of your favorites, you know?
Favorites of all time. I'm going to have to go with Jay-Z, Eminem, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, The Game, Kid Cudi, old Kanye, I really liked. Even you know, 2008 to 2012, just with how much he changed the landscape in terms of music. I don't know if I mentioned Kid Cudi, but he was great. Yeah, these would probably be your main ones. I remember having, I had an uncle and a dad who worked for distribution companies that dealt with like Warner, Universal and such. So, you know, the odd CD would fall off. They did shipping and receiving, so the odd CD would fall off the truck, right?
Right.
And they'd always bring it over. And I remember the first few CDs I had were the Black Album by Jay-Z and like Ready to Die and like by Biggie. And these were just, you know, I would have I'd have a speaker with an audio jack in it because my parents would get so mad at how loud I would listen to it. They really didn't understand what I was listening to yet.
Yeah.
It's like, why so angry? it's not like that. So I'd always listen with headphones on through the boombox. And yeah, no, a big part of who I am.
Yeah. How are your parents like now that you're actually rapping?
It's, you know, ironically, I just went back to Toronto. I was talking to my mom about it because I noticed she had the Spotify playing on her TV, and I noticed the last few stream things that she had. My mom, you know, my mom likes Michael Bublé, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where most moms do. But you know, I noticed that my album was one of the last stream things that she watched, and I was like, oh, that's, like, it's funny seeing that on your Spotify, and she's like, no, I love some of your music, like, specifically, like, a few of those songs, you know, I listened to them a lot. I was like, that's cool. It's just like that shift from, you know, not understanding what you're doing to supporting you. And then now it's like that stage where that she's supporting me without even telling me, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's awesome.
She's just casually listening to me. And that's kind of where I want it to be. I just want to make music people like and that I like listening to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you definitely do. I'm definitely into all of the music that I've heard from you. And when I talked to Omega Jade about featuring you, she was like, yeah, she was like, I really like his music. So, you know, it's definitely something, it's different and it's just really good. And lyrically, it's really good. So I definitely enjoy it. I listened to a couple songs on my playlist. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So while we're talking about that, why don't you tell us about your latest project that you just released?
4-4-4-4. I just released that near the end of third week of November there. And I think it was, so prior to this in about 2020, right in the beginning of COVID there, I released an album called Stage 5. And what 4-4 acts as is a prelude to Stage 5. So if you actually play 4-4 first, the end of 4-4 goes into the beginning of Stage 5. So it was a very important piece because stage five essentially starts with an accident, and the first lines in it are, you know, my life flashed before my eyes. And the album is essentially your life flashing before your eyes. Before four, that's where all like the meat and potatoes are. That's who the person was prior to the accident. So it was really important that I did it right. That I gave it every element of myself as a person, as 5 AM, as Sam Zeri, as okay, who's who, you know, where are you from? What's driving you? You know, what are your fears? You know, and when your blood is hot, you know what I mean? How does that feel like? So it's just giving everybody, you know, the entire Rubik's Cube, right? Just right. All the dimensions. And it definitely took my time with it. I think a lot of these songs, there's a lot of past and present in it, in the building of it. I mean, some songs in that album were written in 2018, and some songs were written, you know, the day of recording. And it's kind of all the stories in between that, like, that, you know, allowed for that to happen. It's just having that structure and that canvas, and just, again, going with the flow, right? Seeing what comes together.
Nice. Yeah. That's a really cool concept too, for you to have gone back and done like a prelude that like brought people into the new album, and now people know how they should listen to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. Do you have like a, you know, another part coming up, or are you like complete with this?
Well, the part, okay, so as I said, 4/4 is a prelude to 5. There was also an EP that I had dropped in the same year here called Time Zones, and it's pretty much a collaborative EP with a producer from Germany. It goes by the name of Lasse Young, and the soundscape is totally different from what I would normally do. And I think it just called for a different version of me. It's about 5 or 6 songs, and it features artists, one from Germany, MC Smoop, and another from the UK, who's a part of our team, the No More team, SAR. And he's actually featured in 4/4 on State Lines and such. So that album is actually, 4/4 was actually supposed to be the centerpiece, where Time Zones is before it and Stage 5 is after it. So at the end of 4/4, you hear Krev, my producer, saying, so we completed the loop. Time Zones, now we have 4/4. And then in the beginning of Stage 5, you hear his voice, same voice, saying Stage 5 is done. So it's kind of a loop. And that closes the loop in terms of just like chronological storytelling. And I think what follows that is a lot of visual representation, kind of really show people how it comes together. You know, I've been working with a videographer, Hugues Beausoleil, and we've been pretty much trying to turn 4/4 into a movie. And
that's awesome.
Thinking okay, well, when 4/4 is a movie, now we're at that, we have this like luxury and this moment here. Now we can turn Stage 5 into a movie, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And it really created this continuity, and like, we didn't have the resources to turn Stage 5 into a movie before, but all those pieces are there, the writing is there, you know, and imagine what that would look like. And then, you know, coming full circle with that, all while releasing new music, new EPs, that collaborations with producers and artists, and kind of just expand that universe, right? The 5 AM kind of universe, the Sam Zeri universe, and showing people that, you know, those people are different artists. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You'll see over time.
Yeah. And, you know, it is a good story too. So you're a good storyteller. So I think a movie is, you know, a natural place for you to go with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely, you know,
try it out, especially now that you have the resources to do it. Mm-hmm. Just take your time with it and, you know, make it rock.
So, yeah. treat it like an album. Yeah. You know, treat the movie like the music.
Yeah.
You know, and see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I know that you are in Vancouver right now, but you're actually Iranian, right?
Yes,
And I know that, do you have any comments that you want to make about what's going on over there right now? You want to maybe talk about what's going on?
for sure. I mean, you know, this being Iranian, Iran is the country, Persian is the culture. So being Persian, to me was always a part of who I am. Before any of this kind of hit the global news, you know what I mean? This has always been an issue when it comes to political unrest, and just identity with everybody from Iran. I think that the country itself is misrepresented. I think that the people, the culture, the love, everything about that country has and culture has this big blanket over it. And I think that, you know, the people that wove that blanket are concerned with power and greed and all the things that, you know, corrupt politician would be
Right.
associated with and would want. And unfortunately, I think that the people are paying the price for some people refusing to give up, give the power back to the people. And again, it you know, prior to even 1979, when the first Iranian Revolution happened, prior to that, they were in an era that was ruled by a Shah king. And he, you know, he took care of his people, and you know, although things weren't perfect there, the people were free. And though that was the era that my parents came from, that was the era that most parents of Persian families that you meet out in Vancouver or in Toronto, some large diaspora communities in both cities. Most of the parents are from that era. They actually fled the original 79 revolution to come here and start a new life,
Right.
because they knew things were going to get ugly. And you know, just as everything, you know, you believe that history will tend to repeat itself in different places and different times. And just like the revolution that started in 79, there's another revolution going on in 22, and it's just to oppose the new party that came in after that first initial revolution. So
Right.
you're seeing it all come full circle. You know, it breaks your heart knowing that you can't do anything from this side of the world other than spread word. You know, because I truly believe that there's, I mean, anybody here, if they could, they would go and physically help,
Right.
if it didn't mean the loss of their life, you know. And that's what it's really become over there. I mean, you're talking about people being executed for protesting women's rights. And what kind of world do we live in
Right.
that that's still happening, that's ever happened, but that's going on in 22, you know. So you know, it definitely, it boils everybody's blood. It feels like your brothers and sisters are over there dying for somebody else, for some money or from whatever it is. And yeah, it's always been mentioned in my music. Prior to what's going on today, it's been mentioned in my music. You know, it's kind of freeing Iran has always been like the goal, right? Is liberating that country and letting those people just be themselves. But now that there is an uproar, it's never, the message has never been more clear, right? It's you know, whatever you, if you have access to any sort of art or media or resources, shed as much light on what's going on, incorporate it into your art, make it beautiful, and make people care. Because you know, when you share the stats sometimes, people just read them. You
Right.
know, you have to paint a picture, and that's what people will understand. And unfortunately, the people over there have their internet blocked and not even allowed to share this information. So by the time you get documentation of it, it looks like it's filmed on a potato because of all the different sources it has to run through. And, you know, so you need to show people what it really looks like and feels like, the way a Vice documentary or something would show it. And I think there's ways that we can do that. I think, you know, buying Starlink, sending it there, you know, things like that, I think it'd give the people there a chance to relay their message and echo it across the world.
Right. I mean, from here, you know, and being from, like, you know, growing up here and everything, it just seems like there's this shroud, you know, over that country, and it's stifling the culture and the people. And, you know, it's really sad. And a lot of people in, you know, this country don't even know what's going on over there, you know? So you're right to include it in your message and to get it out there, but you have to do it in a certain way, because people, it's not that they don't care, it's just people are so complacent, you know?
TikTok generation, right? Like, it's got to excite them.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what it is. Short attention spans, and it's got to be, you know, right from jump, it's got to catch their attention, or they're just going to not pay attention to it. Yeah. I actually, after this, we should talk about, I have my boss at my last job is a 14-time Emmy award-winning director, and he does a lot of stuff about, like, sex trafficking and stuff. And I know that's not necessarily the same thing, but, you know, it might be cool to approach him about doing a documentary, because that would, you know, it would be lucrative for him, you know, and it would be good for the people. So, yeah, I think that I'll message him and talk to him about it, see what he thinks. That's not a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea at all. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
So, let's see. So are you playing any shows or anything anytime soon?
I just had a show. I was a part of, again, No More the crew I run with my team. They did a collaborative show with a duo that goes by the name of Pink City, and they threw a show in the beginning of December there, I believe on the 3rd, on the Friday. So I did a set there. That was my first set in a long time since COVID, actually, and it was cool. I had not only did I do my set, but I had a few collaborative songs and performances with different artists throughout that set.
Nice.
That we've been all working on so much during all this time off, that it was a very cool moment to showcase what we've been up to, and, and, you know, and I think over time, this year, actually 2023, coming into it, is the year of the show. I mean, we know what we're doing with the video. It's very clear cut, the goals that we have, but, you know, getting on as many of those stages and refining that show to a point where, you know, this is like a bulletproof product, essentially, that you can go around town with, that people look at and like, I don't know who that guy is, but I want to see him again, you know, and that's kind of the plan. We're going to LA between January 15th and the 22nd.
Nice.
And the goal is just to plant some seeds there musically. I mean, I came there about 5 years ago, and I did some performing and some networking with some people there, and kind of coming back to those same places and showing, you know, them the growth, but also connecting deeper on a deeper level and collaborating and hopefully finding a stage there between that time, if we play our cards right, to do what it is that we want to do. So other than that, I believe the next show in Vancouver, if I don't hop on, you know, another artist event in the near future, will be to throw an actual show for and to be able to perform that album in a live setting, the way that you know, I kind of intended it to, with the production that I'm looking for. It's probably going to happen between March and April, and yeah, that one's going to be, you know, that that one's gonna be special.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, everything, it's just your goals are so solid and you have a great plan for each goal. That's pretty impressive. So
it's the game. We got to play it. Right.
You know, I've been doing this for 3 years and there's a very small handful of artists that I've worked with, like maybe 10% that actually have their goals for their music career and for their vision and follow through, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, you hear about that a lot.
Definitely. So as far as, you know, the collabs that you've been doing and everything, do you have any shout outs that you want to do?
I mean, shout out to my team, No More. I mean, I showed up here in 2017 in my RAV4, and you know, I was rapping in my car with a USB mic on my steering wheel and flipping those songs and doing a quick mix and putting them on SoundCloud the same day. And I was doing that, you know, I did that for like 60, 70 songs. And it wasn't until, you know, I met Kreb Mac and I met Juju and all these guys and that this became something tangible. You know, I walked in, I remember paying for parking, you know, cause I was going to go and visit Kreb and my card getting declined for parking, like all these families around me and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. And then I was like, you know what, whatever, car's going to get towed. It's going to get towed. I need to see what's behind this door. I don't even know what I'm walking into. And, you know, like I show up and it's this bank vault that got converted into a full-fledged studio.
Nice.
I'm sitting there like, oh, okay, well, that's why I'm here. And, you know, the journey didn't really begin until then, because then, you know, now we have a team, and you know, I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for that team. So shout out to No More, Kreb Mac, Brett Murphy, everyone involved, Juju, Highly Collectible, Sasha Bishop, Sam Riddell, Will Jackson, Chris Antonio, Adam Castillo, Andrew Downtown, Realtown Mastering, Kalter Randawa. I mean, these guys are all involved in my journey, in my path, and my process. Yeah, nothing you hear today would sound the way it does without any of those guys.
Nice. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a solid team. It's a lot of people.
There's more. I'm missing a lot more, which is, to me, it's like crazy. I love that. I love that there's like literally a unit of people. And yeah. I think it's just many hands make light work.
Right.
It's the truth, right?
Yeah. So before I forget, why don't you tell us what your Instagram is? That way, you know, when you have that new show coming up in March or, you know, whenever that's going to be, people can follow you and they'll know when that's going to happen.
For sure. So, my handles are all 5AM Zeri, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, official 5AM Zeri. Most of my information, in fact, all of my information when it comes to shows and everything else can also be found on ZeriCreative.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a good source for most of those events and for merch and everything else. So yeah, get through the Instagram though. I'm usually most active there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I mean, it was really dope having you on the show. You're an impressive guy. You know, I think that you're going to go really far, especially listening to your music. If you just keep pushing like you're pushing, you know.
I appreciate you.
No problem. So all right, man, you know, take it easy. Thanks again for being on the show.
You as well. Take care.
Bye. So that was Sam Zeri. Be sure that you follow him on Instagram so you know when that show is happening. It's 5 as in the number 5 AMZERI. And just stay tuned because there's plenty of new music and amazing artists coming up. Hey guys, at this point, I'm sure that you're wondering, how can I get on Crystal on the Beat podcast? Or how can I get on Never Nair blog? And I have a couple different ways that you can do that. You can go to nevernair.com/sub, S-U-B, and submit your links for review. A feature on Never Nair is not guaranteed. I'm actually pretty picky. So still submit and, you know, I'll check it out. And I'm also doing consulting now. I have been doing this for about a month, where I can either teach you the correct methods to do your own promotion for your music and to build your own brand, or I can do it for you. So go to nevernairmedia.com and check that out. Looking for more episodes of Crystal on the Beat podcast? You can check us out on all streaming platforms as well as nevernair.com. All right, guys, you just listened to Crystal on the Beat podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it. Make sure you check us out again next week.